Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-2. And that's his 100th career save. How about that?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
I should have known. As soon as I got that starter, that's a great question from Pavlovich yesterday, the fortunes for the Giants were going to turn. I should have known. I'm mad at myself for giving up on them last night when they were 5-0 down.
It's been kind of muscle memory, though. When this team gets down at all, you just kind of throw in the towel, let alone 5-0. And, yeah, you get into that spot. They already lost the first two games, and you're thinking, okay, down 5 runs. Guess they're going to have to salvage one tomorrow to avoid the sweep. But, no, you rally up. You find a way to get it done. You hold on, and then today you turn right around with another clutch hit and another victory, and all of a sudden now you got a little bit of that Uncle Mo, not the horse, momentum.
I like it. And now the Braves come to town, and apparently they suck. That's what you're telling me.
Well,
the word on the street is that the Braves are not good.
The Braves were up 10-4 today going to the ninth on a getaway day for Atlanta, and they gave up 7 runs.
Oh.
7 runs!
Oh.
Like Scott Hansen.
Yeah, by the way,
runs.
Does anybody else have that problem? Quick aside, the number 7 is completely different for me now. You said something about it earlier. I can't even remember what it was. You were referencing the number 7. I can't hear the number 7 without going, 7 hours!
Exactly.
Of commercial, free football. Why are you looking at me like, Lucas, like you don't know what I'm talking about? Do you
Dominic
not?
Smith.
What's that?
Dominic Smith, number 7.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
I don't
is.
Know if that was the reference
but
earlier, but
you're looking at me like the whole 7, like you didn't understand what the 7 hours thing was.
No, I get it.
Okay. Like, I hope you're not one of those red zone people that shows up at 10:15. Like, I'm there at 9:59.
I like the countdown.
Yeah. The kids dance.
Yep.
There's music that starts right at 10 a.m. and they dance. They dance all over the living room. The dog starts getting freaked out. Like, why are they dancing? What, the whole house goes completely bat bleep crazy at 10 a.m. on Sundays in the fall. And then Scott comes on at 7 hours.
Right.
And it is, I mean, it's our favorite moment of the week.
But first he lays it out with the, week 3. Mm-hmm. We've got 6 divisional games, 4 regional games.
Yep.
And he goes through the whole thing.
Octobox.
Then we get to the Octobox. Dun, 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 dun.
That's pretty good.
It's gonna, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming right up. Not to get us sidetracked off
Boys
of summer.
It's coming soon. We're in the J months.
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
And this is kind of laid out perfectly, other than the Warriors not winning the championship. Nice run. Couple of series. Steph got hurt. Bummer. Got wrapped up basketball into a nice little package. And then you turn around and you got Giants. And now all of a sudden, they're back, baby. two wins.
I tell you what.
Our mood earlier in the week versus our mood right now.
We're
right?
So annoying. It's just, and I mean you, I mean me, I mean all of us, and I mean all of you listening. We're insufferable. Listen to us. Like, we are insufferable. Like, honestly, what time was the fifth inning last night? It was probably what? Maybe 8 o'clock?
Yep.
All right. At 8 o'clock last night, done. Done with this team. I'm done with this sport. I'm done with clocks ticking on Buster. I've had it with Bo Mel and his chill attitude. Done. 3:53 the next day. Okay, we got action.
Yep.
3:53 the next 20 hours later. We're like, hey, I kind of like the direction of the Giants right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the infusion of new blood on the team, both of whom have come through. Totally. I mean, one last night, one today.
Yeah.
You got Robbie Ray pitching like possible Cy Young guy, and I was looking at ESPN's Cy Young tracker, and they've got him third right now, and that was before today, third in the tracker. So his candidacy is real. And he'll join us at some point today. Robbie Ray on the show.
Robbie Ray is coming on the show. Yeah.
Right. So, man, you're right, though. 20 hours because last night at 8, you're getting scolded by your kids for giving up.
Yeah.
And I'm watching with one eye and thinking, I should probably just close the laptop and focus on Below Deck Mediterranean and, you know, spend some time with my wife.
Wait, what did you call it?
Below Deck. They're in the Mediterranean. They go down under. They have the sailing yacht.
Is this a show?
It's a pretty fun show.
I don't know it.
It's a show on Bravo where
Below Deck Mediterranean.
Rich people rent a yacht for a couple of days, and you get to look behind the scenes with the crew, and there's boat manses with the crew, and then they have the crew night out, and all these kids in their 20s go out and get smashed and hook up with each other, and the charter guests are always pains in the rear. It's a pretty entertaining show, but you don't have to lock in. So we've got that on, and I'm watching baseball, and last night I'm watching baseball, and I'm thinking, I cannot wait till tomorrow's show. My partner's going to flip the spread. It's going to be Gasket City. And then they rally and win. They win again today. And yeah, 20 hours. We're feeling better. Feeling fine.
Well.
So there you go.
Like
you just, sickle fans.
No, I mean, and us too. Us too.
Oh, for sure us too.
Yeah. Like all I want to do, and maybe we'll tell, maybe this will feel better if we just say this to Robbie. Mom, I get it. I get it. If you're a professional athlete, why you roll your eyes at everybody who watches you, even though we also pay your salaries. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is such a kind of a complex relationship. And that's why I'm not saying I'm giving anybody the green light to be jerk to the fans or media or what have you, because the interest in what you guys are doing, like if you're a professional athlete, the interest in it is unbelievable. It's allowed, you know, remember we did that thing a couple of weeks ago where we're like, here's school teachers, one of the most important jobs in the world, just grinding for years to maybe get to, I don't know, like $90,000 a year in the Bay Area, where that's like, I don't know, I don't even know what the quote unquote poverty line is in the Bay Area, but good luck, like, you know, owning a home or doing any of these things. Be a school teacher for 40 years. Good luck. You can be a professional athlete for 10 minutes and you've got enough money for like the rest of your life in some cases. And so like we always love it when the athletes show that gratitude, right?
Yep.
But I also get why we drive you up the wall.
Of course. Yeah.
Up the wall. At 8 o'clock last night, we're done. Now we're like, I think we might win the World Series.
Yeah, we're going to have to stick around in October, that's for sure, because they're going to be playing baseball, maybe even into November. And then you go out and, you know, maybe Atlanta comes in tomorrow and they beat you 9-0, and it's like,
I hope not. I'm going to that
The
game.
Offensive woes are back. Guess that was just a blip in the radar.
Stupid Giants.
And it's baseball's not supposed to be this much of a yo-yo. It's supposed to be, we're going to play 162, and we'll see how it goes. But of late, the Giants themselves have made it difficult to be even keeled.
I have a weird request. that just popped into my head when you said maybe into November. Because people forget that, yes, the World Series does. It bleeds into November many times. And so I don't know, when you said that, this just, like, speaking of muscle memory, just popped into my head something that actually happened in 2010. I don't know if y'all remember this, but when Mad Bum had that Game 4 victory against the Texas Rangers, Giants win Games 1 and 2, Rangers win Game 3. Giants send a 21-year-old out there to see if they can keep momentum on the Giants' side. Anybody remember what the date was? I can tell you what the date was without even looking it up. I already know.
November 1st?
Nope.
October 31st?
Correct.
Oh.
There should never, ever, ever be a World Series game on Halloween. Ever.
It should be over before then, or they should just skip the day?
They should make that one of the travel days. I want you to, honestly, baseball, look at the schedule and make Halloween one of the travel days. Because in 2010, I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And let me tell you, one of the most excruciating moments of my life is when the three-year-old and the one-year-old cannot wait for daddy to put on a costume and go trick-or-treating with them, literally right as the first pitch is being thrown of Game 4 of the World Series and my favorite team has never won before. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me right now. I've got to go fold my hands behind my back and walk the streets of the neighborhood so my little rugrats can go get Milky Ways that I don't even want them to eat. And I can't watch the World Series. It's a problem.
Yep. That was the third of four times that the World Series has been played on Halloween. 2001, Derek Jeter hits a walk-off. 2009, Alex Rodriguez's home run overturned on review. 2010, the Mad Bum. And 2015, the Royals rally to tie the game with an error against the Mets.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it, baseball.
Well, like, and honestly, baseball, you shouldn't be playing that late in October anyway, because
why?
We've had snow at the World Series.
Well, that's true. I don't know how you fix that.
Well, you just move the thing up a little bit. Well, I know you get rain on the front end and snow on the back end.
You might even still get snow for opening day.
Yeah.
Depending on where you play.
The way you fix it, and they don't do this anymore, is you have doubleheaders. But even they used to do split attendance doubleheaders, right? They don't even do that anymore.
I'm laughing because can you imagine getting a doubleheader by the players' union? They won't even let you play the 11th inning anymore.
That's a good point.
I mean, honestly, the players' union, a doubleheader, they won't let you play two extra innings. The whole idea is that they don't. I mean, you get to the 10th inning, and they're like all the seniors who are running around high school right now. Just let us go home. Seriously.
Right.
There's so many seniors right now that are so ticked. You teachers that are still giving assignments this week, I tell you what, you are next level. You are something else. Some of you teachers that are like, oh, yeah. So here's what we're learning this week. We're learning nothing this week.
Right.
Period.
My niece, who graduated, shout out Viv, she had a final in chemistry on the day of graduation. She had already taken the AP Chem test. So
I mean,
you want to talk about double middle?
Well, you're fighting a battle that you're going to lose. You want to know what I did for Cal Poly this week? I told you, Cal Poly class, they're coming to the Giants game on Saturday. This is their final exam. They're going to come up here and do lab projects around covering the Giants game on Saturday. Our classes are on Tuesday and Thursday. So you want to know what we did this week? Well, know what we did this morning? They took the written final exam. Multiple choice, whatever, 20, 25 questions. That's it. We're taking the test. So what do we do in Tuesday's class? We talked about going to the Giants game.
Okay.
Like, we talked about the Giants. And we talked about how to find their way to the media will call and stuff like that. I'm not giving assignments.
Right. Any questions?
It's over. Yeah, we're done. I'll see you in San Francisco. Drive safe.
Yeah, tell them where to go. Yeah. Tell them how to get there, what to do, and where to be. And we'll see how you do on Sunday.
Exactly.
Or Saturday.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, whatever. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Got a game tonight, 95.7 The Game. Take a listen or the dedicated channel on the Odyssey app, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Robbie Ray is going to join us. It sounds like I'm betting, I don't know where he lives, but I was given the note that he will call when he gets home.
Okay.
Hopefully he doesn't live in Sacramento. I don't know where he lives, but he's going to call when he gets home. So that's telling me maybe a little bit further from now than closer to now.
Right.
But anyway, we promised a Brock Purdy story.
Okay.
Well, you're going to say something. What are you going to say?
Just I was doing a little bit of Wikipedia to get ready for the big finish with Robbie Ray.
Yep.
And he's got a wife and four children. So I would imagine it's not somewhere like walking distance where you go into an apartment is all I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, probably not a high rise.
Yeah, like one of those younger players. I'm just going to live 100 yards away because I'm solo dolo.
How old are the kids?
I'd have to click on a link to find out.
I don't need anybody yelling in the background while we're trying to talk to Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need anybody like stepping on Legos and crying and things like that. I mean, what do we got here?
Well, I'm looking at a story from 2015, and they're talking about the difficulty of being traded with a family. And so, yeah, he's got a lot of kids. I think they're all older.
Okay.
Trying to confirm, but...
All right, that's good.
Talking and scrolling simultaneously can be challenging. I do it a lot.
I know you do.
He and his wife, Taylor, were married in 2014. Does that do anything for you?
Oh, they've only been married 11 years?
Yeah.
They have any kids before they got married? So, like, I mean, if there's four of them, I got to imagine the fourth is probably still pretty little. Right?
Yeah, you only
fire those things out every other year.
Yep.
Usually.
Man.
I also was doing some research in preparation for this interview, and one of my favorite things to do when I know that we're interviewing a baseball player is go to baseballreference.com, their baseball reference page, and look up nicknames, right? Because every player has on their baseball reference page their nicknames listed.
Dibs and I have issue with you about this subject, by the way, but we'll get to that in a second. Go ahead.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
What do you guys think Robbie Ray's nickname is?
The Hey Ray Kid.
No.
Pretty good.
Not
correct, though.
Sun Ray.
No, his nickname is Bob.
Bob? Well, that's not his nickname. That's his name.
Well, take it up with Baseball Reference.
I mean...
Well, the issue was you put for Matt Cain that his nickname was the Chainsaw.
And nobody does that.
The Canesaw.
Nobody uses that.
Right.
They literally did giveaways with it.
Nobody calls him the Canesaw.
I did.
Well, that's your problem.
And apparently the Giants marketing department did as well about 10 years ago.
Sorry, that's not the way the streets talk about the Caner. It's just they like...
Do you have a problem with him? People calling him the horse?
No, because it's funny when Bruce Bochy says it.
Yep.
He's a horse. Yeah, so I'm okay with it. Except for I don't even know if he was talking about Caner. I think he was talking about Bumgarner, wasn't he? Or did I just make that up in my mind? Whenever you guys play that, I've always thought he was talking about Bumgarner.
He likes to call a lot of people
horses.
Yeah,
they're all horses. Yeah, maybe it was about...
The Canesaw was real, though.
Okay.
Stand by it.
Yeah, if you say... No, that's fine. Stand on it.
Stand on what you make up.
Stand on what you read online. All right, want to hear a Purdy story?
I've been dying for
it. Okay, this is kind of fun, I think. Check this out. I actually think this is it's a fun story, but there's also a talking point here. Because what happens every time, especially from like the likes of those who dive into contracts, David Lombardi types, whenever somebody says, oh, like Brock Purdy is going to make $53 million per year. There's always and sometimes it's you, there's always like a contractual smarty pants in the room that's like, well, that's not really how NFL contracts work. It's actually the guarantee. And it's actually like what's up front and which year do you get, right?
Yep.
So I've always had this perception that those of us out here on the outside of the NFL, we're worried about the average annual number. But on the inside, agents and players, they don't give a rip about that. That's not what it's about. Well, check this out from Brock Purdy on the TK show talking about when this came down to the final moments of his new fancy contract.
Basically, you know, when they first offered initially, is that what you're asking, the first offer?
Well, no. You said later, I'm sorry, that they did get to a number. You kind of knew when they were at this number.
For sure. Yeah, it was 53. Once we got to that number, it was like, okay, now, like, how does that work? What's the cash flow look like? And, you know, just all the details of the language and everything like that. So once we had all that cleaned up, obviously that's when we had the green light to say yes to it. And so, you know, the rest is history.
By the way, furthering that conversation, he said he was out on the golf course. Did he say what course? I can't remember if he said. I was listening to it with you, Lucas. Did he say...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What course he was playing or no?
I don't believe so, but
okay.
Did we not ask him when we had him?
Where he was when he found out? I don't think we did. But anyway... He was out on the golf course and apparently like got a text from the agent and he was like, we're close. And then as happens on the golf course, sometimes the phone is in the bag or maybe you're in the middle of a swing or whatever. The phone rings. Brock doesn't answer. And then he gets another text from his agent. He's like, dog, pick up. Right. John Lynch is trying to call you. All caps. It's done. But you know what struck me about this? Is that the whole thing didn't start until they did agree on that average annual number. So Purdy's admitting that that's where it started and that whether there's that whole like, oh, we started at 65 or whatever, but his thing and his agent's thing was we've got to get to 53. And once the Niners got there, then the rest of the conversation could happen, and he made it sound like that went very, very quickly and easily.
Right, and you get to that number, and then the majority of the other details work themselves out, unless you're Deshaun Watson and you get the whole thing guaranteed, right. Or you know other players get less of a guarantee. I think with the 49ers, they're pretty pragmatic in how they want to do it, which is we want to give you a nice, juicy bonus because we can prorate that throughout the life of the deal. And if the average annual is 53... and that is 265. We're going to give you 100 fully guaranteed, which is about the normal percentage. It's usually a little less than half of the deal is going to be a guaranteed no matter what number. And then from there, you just kind of pick and pop on the amounts, and They clearly wanted to front load it. That way, after 3 years, if it's not great on both sides, then you can break it apart.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that it was interesting to listen to him kind of talk about the way it all came together, the way they, and he said, he's like, I think that, yeah, I mean, for a couple weeks leading up to it, we knew we were pretty much in a good spot. He goes, there's a chance it was going to like drag out a little bit or whatever, but they dug their heels in at 53. And once the Niners got there, then it was easy peasy from there. And I'll reiterate what I said at the time. If that's the way they did it, if it was Purdy's side that kind of dug in at 53 and said, that's what I want, man, I think that is a mature way to play it. To literally come in below the number of some players who you're clearly better than. And then the Niners get up to that number and go from there. I just think it's really good. I think it was really well done by both sides.
Absolutely. And, you know, you didn't have a real acrimonious thing, and it never really got out where, you know, Brock wants 65 or the team is looking to give him this. There was never any leaking about where the contract was, and there was no social media passive-aggressive scrubbed. Brock Purdy has scrubbed his feed of Niners stuff. He's unfollowed the Niners, and, you know, an unnamed source said blah, blah, blah. There was none of that. And they got it done early enough to where it never got to that tense point it could have.
Our text line just went crazy that it was the Olympic Club where Brock was playing when he got the call.
I believe it.
One of them says that you were talking about it the day that Brock signed.
It's possible.
Wouldn't know that. I was in Mexico. Were you talking about it?
That he was at the Olympic Club?
Yeah.
I might have. Okay. I mean, you get to a point.
So long ago that you can't remember?
Well, and all these shows, you know, you do all these shows and this and that. And that was a show that I did with Grandy
at the Valkyries game. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if you ask me what I said on April 9th on a show, I don't know if I'd remember that either. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know.
No, I'm not as interested in April 9th.
Yeah.
I was much more interested in May 16th. It was May 16th.
Yeah, no. My son's birthday.
May? Was it so May?
Again, you don't know. You were in Cabo.
No, it was May 15th. Yeah.
That was a Thursday.
Yeah.
This was would be the next day, Friday.
Okay, then it was May 16th.
Right.
Yeah. I remember I was in Cabo. I don't remember which day of Cabo.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever.
Maybe.
888-957-9570. That is the number. Robbie Ray is going to be on the show, I imagine, sometime here in the next hour. I don't want to let this get away before it starts. The NBA Finals are just over an hour away. And I'd love to dive in a little bit to the dynamics in play with this particular series. So we'll get to that. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries take on Phoenix. Mercury in town. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game, Valkyries' dedicated channel on the Odyssey app as well. Just download the app, search Valkyries. It'll pop right up. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Yep. Matt Chapman Schmidt on a ball last night, and it still almost didn't make it out. Did you see him? Like he Tatis that thing.
Mm.
Well, he hit it and he dropped the bat. Almost sauntered, dog. That thing's gone, and it cleared the left field wall by like 7 inches. I mean, ballpark's no joke, man. No complaints here, but the ballpark is no joke if you are trying to get a Major League Baseball hit.
Well, if you're trying to get a home run, yes. If you're trying to get a triple, it's actually a great ballpark for that. Mm-hmm. So maybe you need to stop trying to drive the ball up and just try to hit line drives to right center.
Well, we can't tell guys to stop trying to drive the ball up and then yell at them when they don't hit sac flies.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's very, very hard. Yeah, probably around 5:15. Probably around 5:15, Robbie Ray on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. He's an all-star.
Oh, for sure.
He's an all-star. And if he's not, the system is broke. That's it.
And how the system is that the team with the best record in the league gets the skipper and the skipper gets to pick the staff.
Is it who's got the best record at that moment, or is it from the previous year? I can't even remember, to be honest with you, who gets to make, because if it was the team with the best record, you wouldn't know who the manager is going to be until up to the minute, right? I think there's some build up, there's some lead up to that, so it might have something to do with the year before. Risotto, do you know?
Yeah, the managers of the teams are the past World Series teams.
There you go. Yeah.
There you have it.
Yes, from the year before.
All right.
So,
well, there goes that all-star berth.
Yeah, why? Dave Roberts?
Yeah, grudge. Rivalry.
No grudge.
Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone.
Dave Roberts is a former Giant.
Forever Giant.
He'll Robbie Ray will be on the team.
Does he lose his Forever Giant status because he's now the manager of the Dodgers?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate him.
Brian Wilson, same thing.
No.
He was a Dodger.
I know.
Sergio Romo.
That's different. No, Dave doesn't actually lose. Like, it's just, it's two different lifetimes. You ever have those things?
Like, yeah, hello. I mean, are you really asking me that?
That's why
a guy who spent 23 years in a marriage with two grown children and just is running it back with a two-year-old? No, Mark. I don't know what it's like to have two different lifetimes.
So Dave Roberts on the Giants is kind of like, the difference is though that was quick. So you're kind of the reverse Dave Roberts. Do you know what I mean?
Right, because he's been Dave, a Dodger manager for
a long
8 years.
Yeah, Dave on the Giants is kind of like what you're doing now with Supper and Mila, and Dave Roberts with the, you just reversed it. You
gotta
put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
I don't love this because I know you'd be implying that this my tenure with the Giants would be
I'm just talking
ending?
About where we sit right now. But it's
fair enough.
Yeah, it's reversed.
Right.
But, yeah, we could do it the other way if you want.
Doesn't matter, yeah. But I've been married for 26 years, 23 to one person, and then now almost three to the other. So
coming up on three?
Yeah, November will be three.
Wow.
Time flies.
Sure does. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The real congratulations should be the fact that we're doing great with potty training. Don't want to jinx it, but we might be wrapping it up.
You shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well,
you sound like the Niners with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Don't start. You know what I mean? Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh yeah, we're almost done here.
Trending.
But then
she's checking boxes.
They moonwalk that thing sometimes.
No doubt.
They do.
No doubt. I've been through it. As I mentioned, I have a 24-year-old. So
I'm worried about the dog. Like my dog is phenomenal with that stuff. But people tell me that sometimes, dog turned five and just decided to start pooping in the living room again.
Yeah.
I don't know,
man. That's going to be a no for me dog.
Dog.
Literally.
Exactly. Anyway, but congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I always told you that story. Well, I took a week's vacation from work to try to potty train Jude. I did. It was that bad. I'm like, we got to get this thing done. So I'm just like, it's kind of how I operate.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like, if you want something done right, do it yourself people. So I'm like, I got this. Taking the week off work, and I'm going to just follow this kid around, and we're going to get this thing done right now. And I put my tail between my legs and went back to work 9 days later, and I don't think we had achieved a damn thing other than wasting a week of vacation.
That's a bummer.
That's all that happened that week.
Yeah, because you can start getting a little frustrated. It's a frustration sensation.
You think?
When you're, you know, it's a cleanup on aisle. Literally a cleanup on aisle two.
Dude.
Cleanups on aisle one and two.
It's one of those things where you're just looking at people. You're like, I don't understand why this is so hard. Why is this so hard? Like, you know what I'm telling you.
Yep.
Just like, why?
Yep.
Why is this so hard? But it's very hard, especially with boys.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
She's going to be earlier than both my boys were.
Of course, because she's a girl.
My guy could read the word toilet. He would walk up, he would look at it, and he'd say, toilet. And I'd say, Quest, what did you say? Toilet. Why don't you use it? No, thanks. I'd rather just rock this right here. And we're on to Cincinnati. But you, Dad, are not on to Cincinnati, unfortunately.
Oh my.
Anyway.
How did we get here?
Because I don't know.
We were talking about Dave Roberts.
Yeah, Dave Roberts.
He said, two lifetimes. Do you have any idea what that's about? It's his fault.
Robbie Ray's joining the show 50 minutes or something.
Good tease.
Whatever.
Before promoted.
He's going to join us right before the Pacers start playing the Thunder. How about that?
Let's get into that.
What do you got on this?
I think that Indiana's a good team, but the Western Conference was a lot better than the Eastern Conference. And if you look at the Thunder, and I watched a ton of Thunder in the postseason, some in the regular season, and yeah, spoiler alert, they're a really good team. But beyond that, if you look at the history of teams that are this good, these teams that are this good, they win the NBA championship. And that's just the way it goes. And the only time that it didn't go that way is when the Golden State Warriors won 73 games and they didn't win the championship. Yep. And I won't go through all the reasons why that happened because they didn't get it done. But teams that win 67 games in the regular year almost always win it. And teams with a point differential as good as theirs, and theirs is the best ever, those teams always win it.
Right, but here's the thing about all those numbers. We I think, to a degree, we fall into those traps in assessing the NBA. We fall into the trap of the history whenever somebody, like, wins game one. The second somebody wins game one, the analytics are like, oh, God, like, what is it? It's like three quarters of the time, at least, if you win game one, that you're going to win the series. But like the other team comes back and wins game two, and then you've got to reboot the numbers all again and be like, well, when the series is tied 1-1, whoever wins game three, 75% of the time. Why do I bring that up? Here's why. I bring that up because, like, sure, all of the analytics are going to favor the Thunder based on where we've been, where they've been, who they are. But the Indiana Pacers are flat out clear analytics busters. They haven't lost game one or two on the road these entire playoffs. And they're doing crazy stuff out here, erasing 14-point deficits with 2:45 to go or whatever. Like, wow. I mean, they're nuts.
They're erasing those leads, but the Knicks all but were serving them up to them on a platter.
I don't know if I agree with that. Like, yes, whenever something like that happens, you need help from both sides. But I don't want to take all the credit away from what the Pacers are doing at the end of these games, and quite frankly, what they're doing at the beginning and the middle of the games too. Look, if you ask me who I think is going to win the series, I'm with you. I think Oklahoma City is going to win the series, but I have had, at least with my eyes, and then more so with my ears, enough conversations with people in and around NBA circles that tell me, watch out. Watch out. What the Pacers are doing is not an accident. And they come at you in a very, very unique way. They come at you in a way that is not normal for NBA teams. It is not normal to make the NBA Finals without a clear superstar on your roster. That's not normal. And they've gone through a bunch of teams that do have a clear superstar. And they have arrived here. And the way they go about their business is kind of the way that somebody, if you wanted to build someone to give the Thunder problems, it might be kind of like this. And so they surround the whole court on offense with a bunch of different options, come at you in weird ways. They're good on defense as well. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I just think, put it this way, with two teams from Middle America that aren't the Warriors, I have sort of weaved my way to being pretty interested in this series just because of the dichotomy that exists with this massive juggernaut against a team that nobody thought was going to be there. Yet if you really look at what they've done, they've been dominant. The Pacers have been dominant in these playoffs.
Yeah, they've been good. I mean, they stole a couple of games in fluky fashion from New York, and I do think that Coach Thibodeau, rest in peace, he didn't die, but he's no longer coaching. So
were two of them fluky or just one?
I think there was one was fluky and then one in the previous series as well that were against
Cleveland.
Right.
Game two.
Exactly.
Yeah,
when they were, what, down nine with like 40 seconds left? It was a huge deficit, something like that.
Yep.
But I just look at the Eastern Conference, and they emerged, and they get credit for that. And you had Boston sustain injuries, and New York served it up on a platter. It's not to say that they didn't deserve to win. They did. But I look at OKC, and they have been a juggernaut, and they beat Denver. They had to dig deep to beat Denver, and I think Denver was very much up to the test. They are a former championship team. They've got that championship blood, and they had to go 7 to do it. So it's not that Oklahoma City is unbeatable, and I also think that they have better depth, and they have the rest advantage. Now, I know both teams are mostly rested because Indiana played Sunday.
One day?
So they had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. I thought they had more than that off, but...
When's the last time? Let me see the last time the Thunder played a basketball game. Last time the Thunder played a basketball game, it was Wednesday, May 28th.
So they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Yeah, that the Pacers did not have
off.
And
the Pacers were out there chasing and playing.
Yeah, that threatens to not be a good thing.
Like, depends.
That's a lot of rest.
It is a lot of
that's
rest.
8 days.
Yeah. It just depends on how they go and how they come out. They are, at the odds I'm looking at, Indiana's plus 500 to win the series.
Correct.
OKC's minus 650. And I was looking for precedent, and I go back to 2004 NBA Finals. The Lakers were minus 700, and Detroit, with Chauncey and the fellas, were plus 500. And the Pistons went out there, and they won in five.
Five games. Quite frankly, should have been four. I was at all five of them. I believe that Kobe Bryant...
You traveling?
I traveled.
Look at you, fancy pants.
Yeah, well, that was the job back then. But Kobe Bryant, I think, if memory serves, I think he banked in a three at the buzzer of game two. Something like that. Maybe sent it to overtime or whatever
it was.
They
won that game by eight. Kobe had 33.
Was it in overtime?
It was.
Yeah, that's what it was. He banked something in to send the thing to overtime, and they won in overtime, and it was the only game they won in the whole series, and they were a massive, massive favorite.
Yeah, I just laid it out.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, I just remember, was that, I think that was the year that Derek Fisher hit the crazy point three shot. Remember? It was the round before, not against Detroit. I think it was against the Spurs in the previous round. And I can tell you what L.A. thought in that moment. The minute Derek Fisher hit that shot, they're like, the Lakers just won a ring. Lakers just won a ring. And then, poof, off to the NBA Finals they went, and Detroit was dismissed. I mean, like, you have no chance. Every time, that Lakers series felt like the Niners season, where every time they would lose, you'd be like, watch what happens next week, though. They're going to get it on track. And it just kept losing and losing and losing, and they'd get further away and further away, and that was the end of Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal. That was it.
Detroit broke them.
Yep.
Yeah, Detroit was underdog against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they won that in six, and then they came out, even though they were plus 500, and like you said, they took it to them. And they won game three. I was just looking, because I love to go back and check these. It was 88-68. That's a halftime score these days. 88-68.
That was game three?
Yes.
Between the Lakers and Pistons?
Correct. So after Kobe hits the bank to force overtime, I'm sure everyone was like, okay, Lakers, you righted the ship. You'll go to Detroit for game three. Actually, that was back in the 2-3-2 format, so L.A. never made it back.
Never came back.
Nope.
I mean, we made it back.
Because you're here.
Yeah,
but
it just flew back and then went home.
You flew back and you didn't play basketball.
Nope.
Lakers did not have a 20-point quarter in that game as a team.
No, they locked them up. Their defense was incredible.
Yep.
They absolutely locked them up. And that's why I would still lean OKC big time, because their defense is just incredible. But the Pacers have impressed me in a number of directions with the way they're going about it. I also think about it this way, and I'll admit it. Some of what I'm saying about the Pacers is not what I think, it's what I want. If I look at this series as a fan, some of you don't care because this is over. Some of you love.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NBA, and maybe you just watch for the sake of the NBA, but I know a lot of people, when your team's not in it, you're sort of searching for a reason to root for one of the teams, kind of like how we handle the Super Bowl. And you need to sometimes concoct a reason why to root for a team. I can come up with about 5 things, and all of them lean Pacers. All of them. I've told you I do not like watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander play basketball. He's a foul baiter.
He's much more than that, but that's been your beef.
He's fantastic. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he's a foul baiter. And I don't see any foul baiters on the Indiana Pacers. I could also just say, hey, doesn't America root for the underdog? So when you have this big of an underdog, I'm going to root for him. Tyrese Haliburton and Brock Purdy are very close friends. We spoke to him about that a couple weeks ago when he came on the show. There's all kinds of stuff coming out about it now. They've been friends for a very long time. And so if you want to use that, you can go ahead and use that. I don't know about the whole Western Conference, Eastern Conference thing. Like, I do think if you are thinking about this through the eyes of one of the other Western Conference teams, like, in a way, yeah, keep Oklahoma City down. You know what I mean? Don't let them get that ring and sort of that vibe and that experience that takes place once you change your life by being a champion. So I don't know how you want to look at it, but to me, all things, if you're a Warrior fan or a Bay Area sports fan, all things point to rooting for the Indiana Pacers in this series.
Fair enough, and I don't really have rooting interest. I love basketball. I love the association, and so I'm in on the finals. And, you know, you get to the stage, and usually your team's not in it. We've kind of gotten used to it around here where the Warriors are actually in it. And unless there's a team I dislike, I will always root against the Lakers, and, you know, if Philly ever finds their way there, I'll root against Philadelphia as well. And, you know, there's individuals that I probably wouldn't want to see hoist the Larry. So, yeah, this doesn't exist here. I don't mind Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I actually like the player, but I also like Haliburton and the way he goes about it. So I get to just watch this and enjoy basketball.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like I said, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, do a sales job. I got no interest in that whatsoever. But the Pacers have kind of reeled me in. They've kind of grabbed my attention. I can't remember a playoff run that's felt like this. A, from the underdog perspective where you're like, I really did not see that coming. But B, just the moments. Think of all the moments that the Pacers have provided these playoffs. I think there are 3 games where they have come back from a sizable deficit in the final 2 minutes of the game. You've got the buzzer beater shot from Halliburton and the choke sign, even though it actually wasn't a three-pointer, it ended up being a two-pointer. You've got Tyrese Halliburton's dad running out with a towel and getting in Giannis's face and causing a big problem and being kicked out of going to games for the remainder of the playoffs, or at least sitting in the stands. I know he's been up there in the suites for some of the more recent games, but the Pacers have done an unbelievable job of kind of, at least through my perspective, grabbing our hearts with a bunch of real moments in these NBA playoffs. And if I'm remembering correctly, so wait, they beat the Bucks in five, and then they beat the Cavaliers in five? Is that accurate?
Just looking at it here, they beat the Cavs in five, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Bucks in five, the Cavs in five, and the Knicks
in six. Yep.
So take a step back, like pull back from the Indiana Pacers and realize that this team is 12-4 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dude.
You beat Milwaukee without Dame, so.
Well, he was there for a lot of it.
I think a game and a half or so. And you were favored over Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee's not great. But then you went into the building of the one seed.
Well, they were plus 425 in that series.
Yeah.
And Cleveland was minus 550, and you got it. And then against the Knicks, you were a minor dog, plus 135.
Right, but I mean, you won like all the road games in Cleveland. You went 3-0. You went 2-1 in New York in that series. And then in Milwaukee, they went 1-1 most of the time they were home. But like, dude, they're you can call them fluky wins, and you're not wrong. But like, dude, they've only lost four basketball games in this whole run,
which is what the Thunder have lost. They went sweep, they went seven, they went five,
yep.
And I would argue that their road has been more difficult. If you want to rank the opponents, Memphis is probably the worst of the bunch, and then you know, Minnesota and Denver. Versus Cleveland, well, you can make an argument that Cleveland's better.
Cleveland and New York had a better regular Minnesota year. And Denver,
I would say Minnesota. Denver would be the best of the four for me.
I agree, but
just based on pedigree.
Well,
and,
I mean, we didn't think that though. We didn't think that until Cleveland lost. Cleveland was one of the top five title contenders in the NBA when the playoffs started. It was Thunder, Warriors, Lakers, Celtics, Cavs.
According to the odds, yeah.
According to the odds, those were the top five. So. I can't argue. I mean, saying Denver is better than Cleveland, yeah, today I guess you can make that case. But we thought the world of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have the second best record in the entire NBA this year. They're very, very good. So I think beating Cleveland and the Knicks is comparable to beating Denver and the Wolves.
Perhaps. Yeah, and they're certainly playing well, and they're not daunted by being an underdog, and they're one of the more sizable underdogs that you can have. Basketball Reference posts odds for the series going back to 1988. And so just doing a quick scan through 37 years of NBA Finals, only 9 underdogs have ever won the NBA Finals when they're underdogs.
Yep.
And only the one that I mentioned back in 2004 was this big of an underdog. The rest of them are all, you know, borderline, you know, coin toss kind of upsets, with the exception of Dallas, and that had to be 2011. They were they were plus 155 against Miami, so they were dog, but not a massive dog like this.
I just think the Pacers are so interesting. You know, you look at the six games against New York. Halliburton, their leading scorer 4 times. Siakam was their leading scorer 2. Go to the Cleveland series. A 5-game series where they actually had 5 different leading scorers in the 5 games.
Yeah.
How often do you see something like that?
Never.
Never. And then you go to the 5 games against Milwaukee, they had 3 different leading scorers. This is not the way we are taught to think that NBA basketball works. It's just not. And so that's another one of the reasons I'm kind of pulling for the Indiana Pacers. I think that the NBA, I'm not saying that this is going to be this way in perpetuity, but I do think that right now with the parity, this is part of my Giannis take, part of right now and the parity we have in the NBA suggests I am not going into one of those trades where you give up all the assets for one guy. I don't think it works right now. There's too many good teams.
Exactly. So you need to have, even if you have a big three, you need to have a medium big 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Exactly.
And you look at these teams and they're both really deep and they spread the minutes out. You know, Obi Toppin playing 20 minutes and you've got a bunch of guys down the bench who you rely on. This is not like I got three superstars and we're going to make do with a bunch of slop. You got to be good and deep.
888-957-957 is the number. We'll take your calls. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Sometime over the next half hour, Robbie Ray of the Giants is going to call in. They win again today. They're split with the Padres, a 3-2 victory, and they've got things going in the right direction. Again, it is all on the table here as we go for our 5 o'clock hour here on Willard and Dip.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.